This week, a summer camp opens in Maine, a camp attended by young people from Israel and the surrounding Arab lands. It's an effort to foster peace and understanding. A documentary that some of the earlier campers made has been screened at film festivals and college campuses. This year, building friendships at the camp may be even more difficult. Maine Public Radio's Charlotte Renner reports.
Seeds of Peace looks like any other summer camp in Maine. Rustic cabins dot the shores of a pristine lake. But hiking along the trails are kids from Israel and Egypt, Turkey and Cyprus, Macedonia and Kosovo. Former journalist John Wallach launched the program in 1993 as a safe place to talk about conflict. 4 years ago, campers from the Mideast agreed to take video cameras back home to document to the world that they could stay friends. In the first scene of Peace of Mind, the documentary they made together, the campers are boarding buses headed for the airport.
We're gonna go back home, we're gonna face it again. The people who don't want peace. We're gonna go back, we're gonna prove to them that we can do it.
With guidance from the Global Action Project, a New York-based production company, the fledgling filmmakers worked hard to keep in touch with each other as they began their video diaries. As the documentary progresses, Bushra Jarabri leaves her Palestinian refugee camp to visit Yossi Silberman in a Jewish settlement built on the ruins of Jarabri's grandparents' village. The two teenagers hike to a hilltop cemetery where the Arab girl's relatives may have been buried. But instead of gravestones, they find rubble. Fighting back tears, Jarabri fills a peanut butter jar with dirt, and Silberman urges her to take some relics back to her refugee camp.
Those are pieces of that I found here, of pots and pans and things that they used to... I believe that maybe it is part of the Arab stage when they were here. So if you want, you can take them.
Thank you, but you need them, I think. Okay, I'll take them.
I don't need them. We don't take them. We're not allowed to take them, but we take them.
Thank you.
To remember this place.
Thank you.
One of the film's producers, Susan Siegel, says even though the cross-cultural friendships were solid, the process of making a film sorely tested them.
And there were times in the filmmaking where somebody said something that was so offensive and so hurtful to the other side that people started crying. There was one particular time that a few of the people started crying. We had to turn off the cameras just to take care of the young people, and the entire conflict lasted all day, and the film threatened to fall apart. And what they learned from it, what they hope to convey through the film, is the how to listen, how to communicate, how to listen to another side of, and not always agree, but be open to a dialogue.
But since the film was finished, that dialogue has been almost impossible to maintain. The closest relationship was between Palestinian Bushra Jarabri and her Israeli bunkmate, Sivan Ranon. But since last week, when Ranon was called up, their letters and emails have stopped. Now all the Israeli campers are in the army. Jarabri is a college student in New York City. She says it's difficult to talk to someone in the Israeli army when she's worried about her family.
So it is so hard to, both from a psychological point and both from a political point, it's hard to keep in touch with them because I don't think that it's easy for us. It's not easy for me to imagine Yossi, you know, carrying a gun and being at my camp and, you know, running after a child or my brother or something.
This spring in Israel, Jarabri's friend Yossi Silberman, now a marksman in the Israeli army, told producers of an ABC Nightline segment that he must do whatever his commanding officers tell him to do, even if that means taking aim at someone he knows.
And it doesn't matter if it was Bushra's brother or someone from Seeds or even a Palestinian that I can see his face. I won't be happy doing that, but right now I'm in the army and I follow orders.
A handful of teenage filmmakers don't wield much influence in the Middle East, says Amr Kamal. He's studying international relations at the University of Southern Maine. 4 years ago, when he was at Seeds of Peace camp and helped make the documentary, he became hopeful for the chances of peace. Now he's less hopeful because he says the adults and the politicians have screwed everything up.
like as we build up our future, the people are disagreeing with each other. How are they going to agree with the other side? So I'm with the peace that starts first with the people, not with the governments.
Kamal plans to visit the camp this summer, but when he does, he will be a minority of one. While there will be campers from Egypt, Jordan, and Morocco, this will be the first season since Seeds of Peace opened its doors that the Palestinians will not send a delegation. Founder John Wallach says he's still trying to change their minds. Whether or not he succeeds, he hopes showing peace of mind to this year's group of campers will serve as inspiration and a reminder of better times.
You know, it would be impossible to make the film today, and the relationships between the kids themselves have become somewhat frayed, although, you know, I would maintain that they're still pretty close and they're very proud of what they achieved, but it's just very difficult for them in the current circumstances to maintain daily contact with each other or weekly contact with each other. But I think the extraordinariness of the film becomes greater as time goes by.
Today, when the former campers talk, it's through emails sent to the camp's website. When one of the Palestinian campers was killed in a clash with Israeli soldiers, the nonpartisan outpouring from all sides indicated that what they developed at the camp could still bring them back together. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Portland, Maine.